then the other kind of thing is just to see how the habitual perceptual patterns really conditions to what we actually seek out to experience. That, you know, that the mood or the tendency of the mind, you know, actually find an object to support its existence. You know, so that if you're feeling irritated or you have a habitual tendency, say, towards irritation or anger or something like that, then, you know, in an interaction with somebody who's triggered that before, that's, you'll almost look for that kind of interaction or look for that particular quality to reinforce that mind that's habituated in that way and kind of ignore everything else. Power of habituated patterns.
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon, almost how we can see that our mind and our body is always constantly in flux and changing, but the way perception works is that we see everybody else as fixed and solid entities that don't change.
He's always doing that.
I was over in one of the, I was having a conversation with one of the Seelthras, and I was really taken by how peaceful she seemed, and I asked her how she does it, how much it's changed. She said she just doesn't tell stories anymore in her mind. You know, because she sees, you know, that mind starting to say, oh, well, he's this way, you know, he did this, this, and this. It's like, that's a lie. You know, I really don't know. Yeah, I saw this happen, I saw that happen, I saw it happen, but I do not know what he thought. I do not know what he thinks. I do not know what his intention was. So every time her mind starts telling a story, she just, she said she's almost gotten to the point she doesn't even arise anymore. It was really funny because as we were talking, I'm still in that mind, so she just kept interrupting. Oh, you're in a story. And I'm like, oh. Oh, you're in a story. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta stop that. I'm gonna stop that. Oh, you're in a story. You can see how habitual it is.